the new channel. The new channel. Hashtag TNC now.
The views, opinions, and insights expressed in the following shows are those of the host, producers, guests, and viewers. They do not necessarily reflect the position of the channel. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello and welcome to the new channel. Our passion transforms a community that sees all things new. I am Kate Dalaga Garcia and I am streaming live all the way from Santo Tomas, Pampanga. Mayap agat panapon po and welcome to the new channel, Negosyo at Home on TNC. Good afternoon po sa lahat ng ating mga tagapagsubaybay no, sa ating show. Sa mga madidiscarding nanay at saka madidiscarding tatay at madiscarding estudyante. No? So, this afternoon, meron po tayong special guest no, na naimbitahan dito sa ating show. Ito ay naging malapit na sa puso ko. No? So, recent friendship and a recent ka-business partner. No? So yan, bago po natin siya ipakilala, of course, alam naman natin ngayon, no? Ano mga updates sa mga buhay-buhay natin. Okay, so napakainit po ng panahon. Make sure po to dehydrate yourself. Kaya lagi magdala ng pamaypay. At lagi pong magdala ng tubig, no? Sa ating mga kagamitan, no? Sa bag. Especially po if you are a student, yung mga anak ko, lagi ko pong sinasabihan na no, dehydrate po nila no yung kanilang sarili para nang sa ganun marami pong mga sakit ngayon ang uso. Actually yung isa kong anak, yung grade 1 na estudyante natin si Amore, ayan po dumating siya sa bahay ngayon na may ubo, di ba? So make sure po na talagang nakakainom sila ng sapat na tubig. And of course yung ating hygiene, wag nating kalimutan no, dahil mainit. Minsan tayo siguro nakakaligo ng dalawa o tatlong beses sa isang araw dahil po sa init ng panahon. And of course, other than that, ano pa yung mga ating mga kumbaga balik-alindog tips? Ayan yung mga gusto pong magpapayat. Ayan, very basic, no? Water lang po. Water is the key. More water, no? Hydrated ka na at the same time nakakatulong po itong magpapayat sa atin. And what else? Ano pa bang update natin? Yung po ating SIM registration, no? Na nagkaroon na po ng extension and hopefully lahat po ay registered na, no? So we need to comply with our laws, no? Kailangan po nating sundin ang ating batas. So kung hindi pa po kayo nakakapag registered, i-search nyo lang sa Google, no, SIM registration, para po nang sa ganon tayo po ay compliant with our government. And yan, so kumusta na ba ang mga buhay-buhay diyan maliban sa ating inflation na talagang patuloy po ang pagtaas. Ano lang siguro to, tips po sa mga nanay out there, no? Lalo po ngayon, di ba, minsan, kahit mainit ang araw, umuulan. So kung meron po kayong mga vacant spaces sa mga bahay nyo, I would advise yan, magtanim po kayo ng mga gulay para nang sa ganun, nalalabanan natin na kahit papaano ang pagtaas ng mga bilihin, no? Like dito po sa aming bakuran, meron kaming papaya, may malunggay, may kamatis, meron kaming kalabasa, at meron din kaming aratilis, kung na alam niyo po yun, yung sa Kapampangan, sa Resa. So very healthy po yun. Yan, make sure po na ma-maximize natin yung ating lugar. At the same time, tamnan po natin ng mga gulay, masustansyang gulay, para nang sa ganon, tayo po ay kahit papaano makakain ng masustansya, at the same time, mas makakatipid, di ba? So, yun yung mga ano natin, practical tips sa mga nanay out there. And of course, ayan, so ipapakilala ko muna yung ating guest, yan, si Miss Jen Lalik. So, bago mo siya ipakita direct, paano ba kami nagkakilala ni Miss Jen? So, konting kwento lang, no? Si Miss Jen po ay naging estudyante ko last SEM sa BSREM sa Lyceum of Alabang. So, siya ay Kapampangan. And nakakatuwa po, no? Talagang nag-reach out po siya sa atin. Lalo na nalaman niya na tayo po ay nasa practice and at the same time Kapampangan. So, we met last December, no, Jen? So, na-meet ko po yung mga ibang kaklase niya. And yan, the rest is history. Napaka madiskarte po, no? Talagang certified madiskarting ate, madiskarting anak, madiskarting tita, itong si Jen, no? So maliban po sa kanyang pag-aaral bilang estudyante ng Lyceum of Alabang, and graduating na po siya this August 2023. O, di ba, ang bilis? So siya din po ay isang recruitment and business development in, ano, paano ba ito i-pronounce, Hodges and Associates sa North Carolina. So talagang employed po siya sa US, no? So more or less ang ginagawa niya, recruiting scientists in the clinical pharmacology, pharmacometrics, quantitative system and pharmacology, no? DMPK. Talagang pangmalakasan yung mga nire-recruit ni Sis Jen. And ayan, ang nakakatawa po sa kanya, meron siyang sideline na ituturo niya sa atin yung microgreens, no? Ito yung mga kinakain natin sa mga, for example, punta ka ng hotel, may mga vegetable o gulay-gulay yung nasa food natin, nandun siya. Mga client niya po yan, yung mga nasa Clark, yung mga hotel. So, makakakuha po tayo sa kanya ng maraming tips. So yan, wag na nating patagalin pa direct. Ipakita na po natin si Miss Jennifer Lalik.
Hi!
Yes, oh, di ba? Si Senadora Jennifer Lalik, yan. So, one of my inspiration, talagang hindi po napapagod sa buhay. Kumusta ka, Sister Jen?
All good, thank God, all good.
Yes, so how are you today? How's your BSREM journey? Doon muna tayo mag-start. I understand kahapon, okay. No? Kahapon
we just got a pictorial nung Tuesday.
Tuesday, yes.
Graduation
Tuesday.
Pictorial namin. And it's good kasi ano kami, online class. And iba pala pag nag-meet kayo ng mga kaklase mo in person. So it's kind of fun meeting them in person. And of course, we talk a lot and get to know more each other in person. It's kind of fun meeting them.
Yes, congrats. Sayang hindi ako naka-join, no? In case alam ko lang na magkakaroon kayo ng pictorial and get together, no? Sana nakisabay ako sa inyo, sis, no? Kayo nila, Monique, and of course, and other gangs there. So, more or less, ilan kayo, sis, nagpa-pictorial? Mga kaklase mo? Isang batch lang ba yun? Or different, ano din, different batches? Mga graduating? Hi, sis Jen, can you hear me?
Yes, now. Kanina nawala.
Ah, nawawala. O, sige. Yan. Medyo nag-post ka nga, no? So, kumusta naman, sis? How's the feeling na matatapos mo muna yung BSREM? And of course, ayan, papunta ka na sa payaman, di ba?
Yes, I'm really excited. Kasi nga, parang we need to learn a lot. And the good thing about BSREM is you really learn the in and outs of real estate. Now I understand why they needed to be to take it as a college degree. Kasi ang lawak ng real estate pala. It's a combination actually of legal aspect, which is we need to know the law with regards with the properties. And then it has something to do with accounting, engineering, of course, sales and marketing. So it's like a holistic kind of growth as a person then, no? Kasi when you deal with different kinds of people in this different kinds of industries, you're learning and you're growing as a person and as, of course, as a professional. And I'm really excited to graduate soon.
Yes, actually, ang medyo curious lang ako, no, Sis Jen. Considering you are from a business dev and recruitment, di ba? Kung titignan mo, parang ang layo niya, di ba, from the real estate ano industry. Drive mo, no, before na mag-enroll sa BSREM, considering nasa business dev, employment?
Kasi nung nasa Singapore ako, I work in Singapore for 4 years. At that time, nagre-recruit naman ako ng people from the aviation side. So we're recruiting engineers as well as technicians, and some of the position are also pilots. So I'm quite exposed to different kinds of people from different kinds of countries. And then sa mga OFW kasi, ini-encourage talaga ng gobyerno natin na saan ba pupunta yung mga kita namin bilang OFW. So ginawa namin, mga OFW doon, we were updated on the seminars and all. And one of the aspects, aside from business, is real estate. So when I came back from Singapore, nag-flash actually sa TV that they need salesperson na real estate. Tapos, it's a contest. And the good thing about this is it was aired on TV as well, in Channel ANC back then. So, yon, I learned the real estate again. And then ever since then, lagi nang may nag-i-inquire sa akin in terms of real estate. That's why I decided, okay, I must need to be specialized in this. Kasi just like in recruitment and business development, I was hearing for a number of decades. And you need to be specialized in something that you wanted to pursue. And I wanted that kind of expertise in real estate na I could impart sa mga sa mga future clients, and of course the existing clients that I have, na natututo rin sila. Because the good thing about this is that we impart the knowledge that people needed. Kasi maraming mga Filipinos, hindi sila aware ano yung mga laws in regards with real estate, and then how will they manage their finances when they purchase a property. So that's a good thing that as a real estate, and of course, I'm praying to be a future broker na we will impart what is needed by our clients in terms of how they maximize their money and how they will invest it properly.
Yes, very well said. No? Talagang the way mag-talk talaga si Ms. Jen, napaka-professional. No? So actually, siya po ay isa sa mga inspiration ko sa buhay. Dahil dun sa kanyang ano yung kanyang drive and being professional in ano in everything that she do, no? So for that, sis, I salute you. And of course, ramdam ko na kapag mag-exam ka at lalabas ang resulta, no, kumbaga ano na nakaplakado na yung pangalan mo dun sa ano dun sa isa sa mga passers, no, ng ating board. And because of your diligence at of course your professionalism, at ini-enjoy mo yung ginagawa mo, yun yung maganda kay Sis Jen. Ayan, kanina sis nabanggit mo, 'di ba, that naging ano ka din OFW, tama ba? So mabibigyan mo ba kami ng konting glimpse of what you experience during those days?
Sure. But before I go into the OFW, I just like to impart to the audience that I really prayed for a mentor, no? Na Kapampangan din because I stayed in Pampanga. And then, nung nag-enroll ako sa Lyceum Mapalabang, luckily, Mom Kit was there and she mentioned that she's from Pampanga. Sabi ko, she answered prayer ko. to find a good mentor. And I'm very happy because she's not just the professional type, but parang holistic yung pag-mentor niya sa'yo, sa akin, no? Na sa buhay and as a sister, ganyan. And of course, centered kay God, which is very important, especially we are in a lucrative industry. We should stay grounded because we know all these blessings are coming from God. Okay? So going to the OFW journey. So when I was in my 20s, I went to Singapore for a work na. Nung 30s ako nakarating ng Singapore, no? Saktong 30 ako. And during that time kasi, nung 20s ako, I'm very explorer, medyo explorer ako, no? Like, I traveled, wala pang backpack noon. I even traveled to Visayas area on my own with my backpack.
Explorer. So, ano ka talaga, explorer?
Yeah.
Dora the Explorer.
Bangs. Kung din Dora na ako talaga. Okay. So I was exploring at a very young age. I want to be exposed to different kinds of industries. So nung one of my friends from Singapore mentioned to me, Jen, why don't you come here in Singapore? Kasi with your personality, you will be very fitted in this kind of culture in Singapore. Yun ang sabi. So back then, nagano muna ako. I went there as a traveler. So nag-travel muna ako, namasyal muna ako. And then luckily naman, may kumuha sa akin sa recruitment. So after a month, I finally got a job in Singapore. And then, yun, the rest is history na. I've been with them for 4 years. And the good thing is, when I went there, yung department na inopen, pioneer pa ako. So I worked with a manager na Singaporean. All of my colleagues are Singaporean plus one Filipina.
Yeah.
And then they are coming from different kinds of races. Like I do have a colleague na Indian, Chinese, taga Myanmar, of course taga Malaysia, yan. Marami silang taga Malaysia. Yeah, and of course Singapore, no. So yun yung mga na-expose ako. And then ang masaya lang kasi doon sa journey na yun, talagang sobrang ninamnam ko ang Singapore kasi on the side, alam mo yan sis, di ba, ma-explore ako. So, on the side, after work, I even go to different kinds of seminars. Isa sa mga seminar I mentioned earlier, yun ng journey na yon. And then, I read the book, no? Parang, I've been very, like, particular on how to be successful in life. So, I read the particular book, and then sabi niya, for us to be successful, you need to cultivate the skills that we have. So, and also to network to the right people. So, kumbaga, mindset eh. Tell me your 5 people you're close with and I will tell you who you are, diba? Parang ganon. Because these are the main influence in your life. So, ang sabi dun sa libro, sumali ka ng Toastmaster. And then, I read sa book ni, ano kasi yung pangalan ng author? He's a Brazilian author. Ang sabi niya, when you go to a country, if you really want to learn and immerse in a culture, go to where the local is. So sabi ko, in my first year, I've been in Singapore for 4 years, no? My first year, ang nangyari, puro Pilipino kasama ko sa bahay. Sabi ko, how can I explore Singapore if I'm also with the Filipinos? So I thought, okay, hanap ako ng place where I can rent na wala munang Pinoy para maintindihan ko yung kultura nila. Fortunately naman, may nahanap akong bahay ni Lai Chan. So, si Lai Chan, we are the same age. And then, the people, yung roommate ko, she's a Malaysian Chinese. And then, yung dad ni Lai Chan nandun din. So, basically, I'm surrounded with Chinese, na Singaporean and Malaysian, no? And then, yung kapibahay namin, Indian. So, I went to an Indian wedding, mga ganon. In-expression siya ng todo. And then I've learned from their culture on how to magtipid, how to maximize your money, where to spend, and how and when is the right time to spend, no? And also where to invest. That's where I learned about stock market and also real estate because one of the friend like Chan, si Wailing naman, mahilig siyang bumili ng mga property sa Malaysia at Singapore. Tapos pinaparent niya. Yes. So maximizing the income. And one thing pang natutunan ko sa kanila, when you purchase something, huwag mo lang titignan doon sa presyo. Titignan mo yung amount, like how many ml. Tapos i-divide mo yun para malaman mo sino ba talaga sa kanilang mura. Diba?
Oh, may formula, yeah.
Yes, may formula. Para scientist din sila. May formula sila ng how to be wealthier in life. And since most of ours, parang barkada kasi kami na puro girls, and then we are around the same age. So pag when we buy toiletries, inaabangan namin si Watson dyan, kailan siya masisil. So pag may sale siya, hakot kami ng mga toiletries, yung mga needs nating mga kababaihan, syempre, yung mga pampaganda, ganyan. And then, sa dress naman, ang tinuro nila sa akin, tsaka sa gadgets, inaabangan yung mga sales sa Singapore. Maraming kasi sales sa Singapore. And when they say sales, it's real sales. Ah.
Mukhang talagang nag-enjoy ka, no? Yung journey mo dun. Pati pag-shopping, no, sis?
Yes. Everything talaga. Holistic talaga. And I became healthier doon kasi ang food nila is very healthy. Bibili ka lang sa Hawker Place. You can buy na puro vegan if you want to be vegan. And then different cuisine. Like, I was exposed to different cuisine. Chinese, Malaysian, Indian, Japanese, Mediterranean, lahat ata ng cuisine sa iba't ibang bansa nandun na sa Singapore. So I was exposed to different kinds of teas and also, of course, ang mga ibang lahi kasi mahilig yan sa mga herbs, no?
Yan na! So, napag-in mo yung herbs. O, diba? Papunta na tayo dun sa
Mga pagpa-healthy.
Yes.
Marami talaga silang alam. And back then, I did cycling, running, and also swimming. So,
wow.
In-explore ko siya. And then with the Toastmaster naman, of course, aside from my body, I need to be holistic, di ba? Hindi lang dapat katawan yung nagiging healthy sa atin.
Yeah.
Pati yung concept.
Mental.
And also our, yes, mental and also our personality, no? So that's the reason why I joined Toastmaster, no?
Toastmaster.
So in Toastmaster, they will teach you
about... Toastmaster, ano siya? Singapore? Ms. Jen?
Yes. Singapore. Wow. Toastmaster, Singapore.
Mga classmate mo doon, mga international din, no?
Yes. Most of our are working in the corporate world, no? Like, most of them are engineers, o kaya nasa sales sila, or they have their own company. One of my mentor na nagturo sa akin sa negosyo, may sarili siyang kumpanya. So, siyang nagturo sa akin, sabi niya, Jen, when you come back to Philippines, in your country, sabi niya ganon, pag nagnegosyo ka, siguraduhin mong legal lahat.
Yes.
Yung legal aspect niya. So, kailangan mo kumuha ng mga business
permits.
All the permits, you need to comply to it. Kasi sabi niya, para may peace of mind ka. Now, once na lumaki yan, ang focus mo lang, paano mo siya palakihin. Kasi may peace of mind ka na, kasi you know, when we are becoming kilala na sa industry, you never know who are the people who are looking for you. Some people are happy, but not all, di ba?
Yeah, so you cannot please everybody.
Yeah, so we need to safeguard ourselves so para wala silang mabato sa atin. Kumbaga wala silang makitang hindi maayos sa negosyo natin. So that's one thing na hindi ko makakalimutan na sinabi ng mentor ko when it comes to negosyo, make sure everything is legit up to the last level. So
actually,
that's what
in relation also sis with our real estate talagang at the end of the day, it always boils down sa legal, no? Sa legal aspect.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, and we're very happy na nag-enjoy ka with your journey in Singapore. And yan, kanina mention mo yung word na yung healthy living. So,
yes.
Yun yung magiging topic natin this afternoon, no? So, yung microgreens, no? The reason why, ayun po, we invited Miss Jen dito. So, two things, no? First is, yung first qualification niya is talagang siya ay qualified negosyo at home because yung kanyang work, no? As dun sa company as a business dev. So, bago tayo pumunta doon sa pangalawang aspect, ayan, Sis Jen, can you give us more of ano naman yung experience mo? Kasi si Jen, pag nagkukwento sa akin, na-inspire talaga ako kasi yung mga client niya, mga scientist, no? Kaya nung na-meso niya, uy, sako, hindi ito pangkaraniwang nila lang. Talagang ito ay special. Kaya yun yung ano, naging, kumbaga, interesado siya with my journey. And ako din naman, interesado din ako dun sa kanyang journey as a business dev and recruitment specialist. Bigyan mo muna kami, sis, ng ano doon, ng konting kwento tungkol sa current job mo, na employed ka, and yung boss mo, taga saan, para ma-inspire yung ating mga ano audience.
Sure. So currently, ang online work ko is recruitment and business development for youths and associates, no? The office is located in North Carolina, USA. So, sa recruitment kasi, iba-ibang industry. Ang industry na napunta sa amin is a niche industry. So, medyo ano siya, special. Kapag sinabi natin niche, medyo special yan, no? So, napunta kami sa mga pagre-recruit ng mga scientists that will be employed in the pharmaceutical company, biotech company, at saka may bago ngayon, yung CROs na tinasabi nila, no? Clinical Research Organization. So, itong
pang-medical, no? Pang-medical, more or less.
Medical talaga sila. So, the good thing in recruiting scientists is that, as a recruiter kasi, we need to master, not exactly master, but at least we need to understand their work. So with that, we need to study somehow what they are currently doing para mas madali mo silang maintindihan, because we need to understand their own lingo, di ba? Like clinical pharmacology, DMPK, mga ganon, pharmacokinetics, pre-formulation, yung mga yan. So most of our
clients... Yung inaaral mo?
Yes, we need to learn it kasi. Kasi ano yun, mga scientific term, para maintindihan namin, pagkausap namin sila, parang hindi naman kami lost, no? So, ganun yung kasi. Ang recruitment kasi, in general, I've been in the recruitment for more than a decade na. So, medyo maraming industriya akong napagdaanan before coming into the scientist industry or the pharmaceutical companies. And the good thing about the scientists compared to the other industries is that they are one of the most passionate people, passionate candidates that I met.
They love what they do.
Yes, they really love what they do. I just hear one story of the scientist that I spoke with, no? Inano niya yung journey niya sa akin. So, ang story niya is, naghahanap sila ng isang drug that could heal cancer dun sa bata. So, ang usual kasing process ng paggawa ng gamot is una, sa clinical muna yan, no? Hanap sila ng formula, tapos magdi-discover sila ng mga iba't ibang medicine, tapos magpa-progress yan na ititest na nila sa mga animals. Sorry sa mga anti-animals, but this is real life, no? So, ititest nila sa iba't ibang animals yan. And then yung final is ititest nila sa humans who have those kind of diseases. But if you come to think of it, if let's say, if a person is really sick and wala talagang chance or walang hope on how to heal that particular sickness, I think it's very humane for us, so that if they will inject us to us, moving forward, parang ganon, kung nag-work sa'yo, baka naman sa susunod na mga pasyente, madali na. So that's the reason why some people accepted those kind of offers. Kasi kung wala ka ng chance sa buhay, you will take whatever it takes, right? And maybe from that time, baka naman mag-work. So ang nangyari sa kanya, yung bata was responding very well dun sa gamot na pinapasok sa kanya. Kaya lang, after 6 months, unfortunately, namatay ang bata. Umiyak daw talaga. Because that's the first time na, alam mo yung, ano niya yun, mararamdaman mo yung passion niya.
Struggle, no?
Mahil to eh. Talagang gusto, may ramdam mo sa puso niya na gusto nilang tumulong. And ang mga scientists, hindi lang sila nagsistop sa bachelor degree. After bachelor degree, magmamaster yan. Yes. after master, magdo-doctorate pa sila. And minsan, yung doctorate nila, hindi lang isa. Marami pa.
Oo, madaming specialists.
Yeah, but we thought like the mga scientists parang geeky, no? They don't look geeky actually. Some of them may color pa yung hair, ganon.
Oo nga, may mga...
May artistic side sa kanila. They are just typical human like us. But the only difference is napuntang passion sa kanila is a passion sa pagdi-discover ng mga gamot. Ako naniniwala ako sis that everyone may inimplant sa atin ng Diyos.
Yeah.
Kung ibibigay niya
for a purpose.
Yes, purpose sa atin. So doon ko na-realize, sabi ko, ang mga scientists pala hindi ako, yung iba syempre they need to be scientific, yung iba hindi masyadong religious, pero I was surprised na may mag-God bless sa akin na mga scientists.
Talaga.
God bless, sabi niya. Wow. Parang ako nawawa ko kasi it's quite rare in their industry to say that. But the good thing is they knew, maybe they don't have the name Lord, but they do have in their heart that there is a higher being than them. So wala pa, alam mo, humble sila sis. Wala akong naramdaman na ere. Feeling nila laging kailangan pa nilang aralin, kailangan pa silang mag-aral. So, what I've learned from this industry is that no matter how much knowledge you got, there will always be higher than you. So, you need to stay grounded. And you need to stick with the purpose that was given to you.
Yeah, yun ang, parang naalala ko yung ano, yung isang philosopher, no? Sabi niya, the more you know, the more you do not know. Parang, kung isa-sum it up ko yung ano, yung mga na-mention mo about scientist attitude, no? Parang it boils down dun sa ganung level, no? At the same time, hindi ka, siguro feeling ko, hindi ka na-intimidate, no? With what you're telling a while ago because of their ano character deep inside them. Ayan, so di ba? Yan pa lang po ang pahapyaw na pagpapakilala natin kay Miss Jen. Nakita nyo naman how flexible at saka yung kalibre niya bilang isang professional ay makikita sa kanyang how the way she talk, di ba? So we she explain and tell us a story. Nung kaninang na-mention mo si Singapore, feeling namin nasa Singapore kami, no? While you are telling your journey. And kanina naman, kinakwento mo yung mga clientele mo na scientists, feeling namin nakakasama din namin sila. So wag po kayong aalis, tayo po ay mag-negosyo muna ng kaunti. At pagbalik namin, Miss Jen, yan. So get ready, i-mention naman po ni Miss Jen yung kanyang journey sa kanyang microbean. So huwag po kayong aalis at babalik ang Negosyo at Home.
Would you like to have a view like this every morning? Would you like to enjoy your investment now? Do you want to see your investment even though you're on the other side of the world? Join us as we will showcase you an affordable residential lot around Camayo Coast. Discover the dream home that you always dream of.
Welcome to Camayo Coast.
With 500 hectares of lush greenery, blessed by the sun and kissed by the tides of Mariveles, Camayo Coast blends the best in residential development and luxury accommodations with chill-out beach living and eco-adventure trails. In Camayo Coast, you can make real connections with family and make lasting memories with friends. Whether you are looking for your dream home, seeking a quiet retreat, or craving for an escape from the rush of the city, Camayo Coast has everything for you. We are now here at Station 1. We are now building here the first integrated eco, residential, and commercial property in the Philippines. And we are now building future airstrips. And then at Station 2, we will be building a 40 hectares theme park. We can now play here at Andatangan Golf Residences. Kamayakos is your quickest summer fix all year round. Let me help you achieve this dream property. Because life is breathtakingly simple.
The new channel is an online alternative, new media platform of online shows for people on the go. Please watch all our shows as seen on screen. Imagine having your own show, your own playlist, your own content, but we make it easier for you. TNC aims to transform the lives of our viewers through engaging, authentic, and original content. Our channel is a responsible, global, 24/7 platform that showcases Filipino talent, global influencers, cultural intelligence, and ingenuity. And of course, here at Negosyo at Home, you can watch live or on replay via Facebook or YouTube, or follow us on Instagram. Listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just search hashtag CNC Now. For sponsorship, please email now@thenewchannel.com or send us a direct message. Enjoy these life-changing shows because we made them for you. So yan. So nasa season 3 na po tayo ng ating negosyo at home, and parang kailan lang, no? Somehow yung pandemic po, no, may mga bagay talaga siya na ginawang mabubuti. Like ngayon, siguro hindi ko po makikilala yung ating special guest na si Miss Jen kung hindi po nagkaroon ng pandemic, kasi walang magiging online BSREM blended no program ng Lysimo Palabang. And of course, wala po tayo ngayon, hindi ako nakaterno kung walang pandemic because of TNC. And again, lagi ko pong pinagpapasalamat sa Diyos na binigyan po tayo ng opportunity, no, ni Miss Apple Manansala as one of your hosts. At hindi po, naniniwala po siya sa kakayahan natin. And yan, so ang show po na ito, ang Negosyo at Home, ay para po sa mga madidiskarteng nanay, tatay, estudyante na gusto pong kumita, no, kahit nasa bahay tayo, marami pong opportunity, no. Mahirap man ang buhay, laban lang tayo, marami po diyang mga kumpanya na gustong tumulong, at marami din pong mga entrepreneur na gusto tayong turuan kung paano magkaroon ng negosyo kahit nasa bahay lang tayo, no. Ikaw man ay dalaga, binata, ikaw ay may asawa, ikaw ay nanay, tatay, estudyante, this show is for you. And of course, thank you po sa mga laging sumusubaybay ng ating programa. So, and of course, ibalik na natin yung ating special guest. Ang bilis ng oras, no, Jen? So, meron na lang tayong more or less 20 minutes para pag-usapan yung ating microgreens business. Ito, natikman ko na po yung produkto ni Miss Jen, and talagang ano, na-inspire ako. Alam mo, kung magkapit-bahay lang kami nito ni Miss Jen, ano yan, ako ay nag-invest na sa kanyang ano, sa kanyang business, no. Siguro palakihin natin, why not, di ba, Miss Jen? Talagang hindi pa naman po uli ang lahat, other than our real estate business, itong microgreens na to, talagang kung kinakailangan na ano, na kailangang palaguin, isa ako, Sis Jen, sa pwedeng tumulong sa iyo sa negosyong to, kasi ako naniniwala, kaya ako naka-green eh. Naniniwala ako na no, na, makakatulong ito hindi lang sa financial, kung hindi syempre sa pangkalusugan ng mga mamamayang Pilipino, no. So yan, ikwento mo, sis, no, kailan to nag-start? Tas direct pakita natin yung mga picture niya, no, na senior sa atin. Ano yung product na meron siya? Na pwede ding gawin sa bahay, no, in case may mga interested tayo. So meron siya Love and Music, no. Bakit kaya may Love and Music, sis Jen? Microgreens Farm. Yung ba yung pangalan?
Yes, that's the name of the company, sis. Yan yung pangalan ng company. So these are the product that we have. Iba-ibang ano yan, iba-ibang classification of microgreens sila, no? So this is the first, actually ito yung pinakaunang mga produkto kong pre-present sa mga kliyente. Yung exact picture niya.
Galing yan. Ano siya, bali, 6 types of ano yan, sis, na microgreens.
Actually, marami yan eh. Depende lang ano yung needs ng kliyente.
Yeah. So ano yung mas mabili? Diyan sa anin?
Yes, ang best seller ko is mustard. Kasi ang last
na dito.
Wait lang. Yung nasa lower to the right.
Right, okay. Uh-huh. Yung maliit.
Yes, and then mustard. And then yung sa taas niya, yan naman ang kale. And then yung sa tabi niya na red, yun naman ang red amaranth. Yung tatlong yan ang best seller ko so far.
Oo. Saan siya ginagamit ng mga client?
Most of my clients, they use it for garnishing. So if you go to those hotel na parang high end, kasi ang maganda ngayon sa ang maging naganda sa culinary, syempre nag-evolve rin sila, no? Yeah. What they wanted is that anything in your plate, edible.
Yeah.
So including yung pagpaganda, edible din.
And yung the plating, best, tinatawag is plating, no?
Tinatawag na plating. So yung lahat na nasa plato, dapat lahat makakain. But at the same time, ang gandang tignan. It's appetizing. Diba? Yeah. And the best thing with the
fresh kasi ito eh, fresh.
Diba? Yes, they are fresh. And then the best thing about them is they are very nutritious. So, may pwede rin siyang gawing salad. You cut them and then you mix them
actually,
together.
Na-try ko na yun, di ba? Sarap.
Yes. So, ganun. Sang iba naman, ginagawang side dish. So, if you're eating steak, and then yun ang side dish nila. Ganun.
So, paano kasi nag-start sa ano journey mo ng microgreens?
Okay. Medyo matagal na back story to, no? Okay. So, I started when I was in Singapore. I was praying to God, if I go back, if it's meant to be, I go back to Philippines or I will stay in Singapore. So, nagano pa ako. Nagstay pa ako ng Thailand 1.5 months kasi talagang lost ako. Alam ko, hindi ko alam kung lahat ba na experience yeah. yun, that there are certain time in your life, in your adult life, that you want to know what's really your purpose, no?
Parang ano, search, soul searching, eh, no?
Yes, nag soul searching ako. And after Singapore, I went to visit my cousin in Thailand. So I stayed with her for 1.5 months. Of course, another cuisine exposure na naman ako doon. And ang mga Thai naman mahilig sa gulay, no? And very yung cuisine din nila. And then nung ano, after nan bumalik na ako sa Philippines. Nung pagbalik ko ng Philippines, kasi parang makikita mo sa news ang daming walang trabaho, 'di ba? So I pray to God, if I will put up a recruitment, ang kukunin ko mga professionals ulit. So hindi ko makakapture yung wala talagang trabaho, the people who really needs work.
Yeah.
Diba? So nagkasakit ako niyan. Sometimes the fortunate things is a solution to a better thing. Parang yun ang naisip ko, no?
Correct. There's a purpose for everything.
Yes. So I got sick. After Singapore, my ex-colleague from Manila called me up if I wanted to work again for a year. Ay, hindi naman for a year. It depends on me how long. Pero I worked with them for a year doon sa company, no? As a recruitment manager. But I got sick. So nung nagkasakit ako, ang naging sakit ko is more on sa mga intestines.
Yeah.
So ang sabi ng doctor sa akin,
this parang is a colon.
Yes, colon. So this is somewhat like a change of lifestyle. Ang totoo niyan, nung nagbago ako, yung inalis ko lahat ng meat, I felt good, I felt better. Kaya lang ang fear lang ng doctor kasi hindi ako pinanganak na vegan. Sabi, wala namang vegan sa atin, lalo na sa Pampanga. Diba? So, sabi
ko. Sinigod na baboy. Nilaga baboy.
Yes. So, parang ang sabi ng doctor sa akin, you cannot totally remove meat in your life. So, sabi niya, okay. So, naghanap ako, sabi ko, kung lagi akong nakakain ng gulay, tapos bibili ka sa market, parang ano, madaling masira, right? So, naisip kong magtanim yan. Ang unang na-try ko is, I went to a seminar for aquaponics. I'm not sure if you heard about that.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So just...
Dito na yan sa Pinas or in Thailand pa?
Hindi, bumalik na ako ng Philippines.
Philippines. Na ako.
So after...
Kung, paid training or free?
Yung pagbalik ko?
No. Yung training mo with this paid
siya. Aquaponics. Nagbayad ako, but I forgot how much I paid. Sorry, it's quite a long time na. So, I took that aquaponics kasi naghahanap nga ako ng paraan na makakatanim, no?
Yeah.
From corporate world, nagtatanim ako. So, nung nagtanim, nung kinausap ko yung sa aquaponics, sabi niya, hindi daw pwede ang lettuce sa Pampanga kasi mainit.
Yeah, oo nga. So, dapat sabi, doon, cold weather.
Yes. Sabi niya, what can I do now? Sabi ko, I need to eat lettuce. I need to eat salad. Sabi ko, ganun. Ayoko namang bumili lagi. Parang ganun. And I want to be sure it's organic.
Yeah.
Sabi niya, search for microgreens. So that's where the journey begins. No? I did my own research, study it. Kasi most of the microgreens are based in US. So parang in-adjust ko siya based sa temperature ng Pilipinas, sa weather ng Philippines. So it took me 3 years.
Oh, grabe, no? 3 years. So you started what year?
I started in 2018. So yung research ko...
Pre-pandemic.
December of 2018 ko siya na-register sa DTI. Tapos, ayun na, yung mga ibang permits na nun to follow na siya, di ba? Ganun naman sa negosyo. Like, go to BIR and all. So, basically, in operation ako ng 2019. Kasi yung permit ko is December na ng 2018.
Yeah.
So, while in the process, siyempre may encounter ka kasing problema.
It's a fresh, no?
Yes, tapos wala akong matanungan kasi wala namang gumagawa noon, 'di ba? So I need to learn on my own. But the good thing with the Department of Agriculture, when they heard about my company, pinadala yung isang scientist sa bahay.
Mm, talaga? Nice. Yes.
Si Doc
Wayne. Supporting. Uh-oh.
Yes, we have a scientist in Department of Agriculture. Si Doc Wang, I'm very grateful with her kasi parang in-explain niya rin yung iba't ibang mga possible kong alternative to make it work in Philippines. Kasi dahil nga based sa ibang bansa, yung dating mga materials ko, though until now naman, may ini-import pa rin ako. Pero most of them, parang in-adjust ko na siya sa Philippine setting.
Yeah, with the weather, no?
Weather and the soil. Fertilizer, ganyan. So, in-adjust ko siya. That's why it took me 3 years to get that perfect formulation. But while in formulation, nagbebenta na ako. Kasi we need to have an income coming in. Yeah. So, kinakausap ko yung mga chef, yung mga owners na nagpasensya na po kayo, ganyan pala, papalitan ko na lang.
Yeah. Work in progress siya.
Yes, and I'm so grateful kay Chef Jed of Grand Palacio kasi isa siya sa mga loyal clients ko na hindi niya ako iniwan with all the mga mistakes, you know, those kind of ano. Kasi ang halaman pala may mga virus, may mga ganon. Tapos pag binibigay ko kasi sa kanila, buhay talaga, may lupa. So, kaya tumatagal sila.
Ilang days maximum?
Seven to 14 days depende sa classification of microgreens before they are available in the market. Ganon. Tapos bawat ano, para silang mga bata, parang tao din ang mga halaman, no? They have their own personality.
Nice.
May kanya mo silang ano.
Parang ano ka na, no? Parang nangyayari, psychologist ka na, scientist ka pa sa ginagawa.
And then, ito pa, nung time kasi na yon, nagre-recruit ako ng mga scientists, ba? Diba? So there was this one scientist na into agriculture then. So I asked her, sabi ko, with all the aeroponics, aquaponics, hydroponics, with all this new technology of farming, sabi ko sa kanya, ano ba talagang best? Sabi ko kasing ganun sa kanya. Sabi niya, nothing beats organic.
Correct.
Iba pa rin na nilikha ng Diyos, no? Kasi ang naiintindihan ko, bakit yung organic farming pa rin ang the best? Kasi ang nangyayari, parang yung bata, bago siya mabuo ng 9 months, may development siya sa bawat stage. So parang ganun din sa mga halaman. Mm-hmm. At meron din akong, I'm into ano kasi sisi, yung mga alternative medicine.
Yeah.
So, I read this particular book when I was in Singapore na sabi niya ganon, yung medicine natin should, actually, we don't need medicine. But, if in case na may sakit ka, food is your medicine.
Food. Yeah. Our food is our medicine.
Yes. So whatever we take in our body, what you are is what you eat, sabi nga nila,
yes, diba?
So it depends on what you eat and what you put inside your body that will give you nourishment. So yun ang nangyayari. So that's the reason why nagstick ako and naging practitioner ako ng organic farming. And since I was planting, mas naging closer ako kay Mother Earth. And
nice.
Yes, another tips to, this is based on science, ah. There are people that they get sick, mga autoimmune
diseases.
But of course, don't quote me on this because I'm not a doctor. Just ano lang, disclaimer. But if you want to test on yourself, do grounding.
Grounding.
Grounding. Yung aapak ka sa lupa.
Yeah.
Aapak ka sa lupa na healthy, ah. Aapak ka sa lupa or grass or yung, di ba, pagpupunta ka ng dagat, kung pwede, mahiga ka. Mm-hmm. The reason kasi ng grounding is just like electricity. The electricity, pag idinirek yan sa mga household natin, sasabog lahat ng appliances.
Yeah.
So they do grounding. Papasa muna yan sa lupa bago i-transfer ka sa mga bahay. So ang nangyari, parang tayo, ang grounding is inaalis niya yung radiation sa katawan natin.
Grounding.
And then, there are certain nourishment that we get from the ground kasi nutritious ang ground, eh.
Yeah,
May mga minerals yan na kailangan ng katawan na.
Kaya nga, pag bata tayo, di ba, mas healthy daw yung mga, usually walang mga paa, ay walang mga chinelas, no?
Yes.
Kung bata kami ganun, eh, para daw yung immunity mas lumakas.
Ay, that's very true. Scientific pa yan, ha? Yeah. If you check on YouTube, there are certain studies on that. Tapos meron pang, ano, yung, like mga katutubo natin, mga kapatid tamo, kapatid natin, no?
Siguro, mangyan. Mga natives.
Yung mga Aita, ganyan. Lagi silang paa.
Paa,
And if you check on their statistic, walang may cancer sa kanila. Walang may ganito. Ganyan. Yung weird. Pero pare-pareho tayong human being.
Walang color cancer. Yeah, I agree.
Yes. Pare-pareho human on earth. So sabi ko, there must be, that study might be absolutely real.
Correct.
Kasi bago naman yung release yan ng mga scientists, since nasa scientist.
Eh di ano, huwag na tayong magsapatos at magchinelas mamaya pag nakita tayo.
Pwede. Kaya lang,
Hindi na, no.
Hindi, nakasemento na kasi. So it doesn't work sa cemento.
So, dapat but, talaga ground.
Yes. If you got a chance to magtapak sa ground, mas maganda.
Sige and, nga. Mamaya magtatapak ako, sis.
I see. Si ano yung may sakit mong anak, sis?
Si Amore.
Kapag mo siya sa ground. Kasi kailangan niya yun, eh. It builds up the immune system. But going back to the microgreens, no? So ano siya? Nutritious. Tapos madali lang siyang hindi siya actually madali. May mga techniques siyang medyo ang hirap in-explain. But
Ano yung piece of advice mo, no? So, it's time check. It's 2 minutes before po tayo mag-end, no? Talagang, siguro, ano ang gawin natin? Mag-part to kaya tayo. Mag-part to tayo sa ano. Kasi mukhang kulang yung isang oras kay Sis Jen. So, ano sis yung mabibigay mong tips sa ating mga nanays out there, sa mga nakikinig, na gustong matutunan yung microgreens?
Okay. For those who would like to know more about this, is you can inquire to me, or if you want to learn then on your own, you can like buy ebooks or stuff like that. But you need to go through the process.
Yeah,
like
the actual.
Oo. But basically, kung mahilig ka sa halaman, parang mararamdaman mo din sila, eh.
Correct.
Parang para silang bata na magigets
there's
mo.
There's a communication, ano, no, in between.
Yes, parang maiintindihan mo anong kailangan nila. Kailangan ba nila ng tubig? Kailangan ba nila ng araw? Kailangan ba anong
fertilizer?
Anong klaseng lupa kailangan nila para mabuhay sila? O baka kailangan nila ng hangin within kasi parang hindi pwedeng compact masyado yung lupa. Kasi masasuffocate yung roots, no? So, may mga iba't ibang technique kasi siya na malalaman. But the good thing is, for any, siguro, in general na lang muna, sis, na whatever negosyo you are into, just don't give up.
Correct.
And make sure you enjoy it and you're passionate about it. Kasi yung kita, hindi mo siya agad makikita.
Ah, yeah. Galing. Galing, no, right?
Hindi siya abrupt na.
There's no such thing as too much too soon.
Yes. That's a good one, sis. Yeah, so yun siguro yung pinaka ano ko sa mga gustong magnegosyo. And for those naman who would like to venture into online recruitment or online work, it is best that you can use LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. You can put up your profile there, and some companies will go through your profile. If they are interested, they will hire you naman. Parang ganon. So, yun yung mga ano. Kasi, I got the online work. Actually, yung mga ano, even the people that we hire, we got them through LinkedIn.
Kasi, so, online, no? Kakatuwa, no? So, nakakapag-hire ka ng hindi mo nakikita, no? And of course, na qualify mo sila if they're really fit on the job, no? So, Sis Jenna, we're very thankful and very grateful to have you in our show. Promise, no, magkakaroon tayo ng part 2 direct. Take note mo na yan. So, baka sa season 4 kasi more learnings and more practical tips coming from our guests this afternoon. And ayan, to sum up, no, to conclude po yung ating naging interview kay Miss Jen, no, di ba kung mapapansin nyo, since nag-hire siya ng scientist, siya mismo scientist na eh, sa sarili niyang kakayanan bilang, kumbaga, exploring the microgreens. And tama yung na-advise sa kanina, any business po na meron tayo, do not give up, no, even sa buhay. Kasi like Miss Jen, no, ilang taon niya, 3 years in a row niya pinag-aralan yung ano, yung microgreens, the reason why na perfect niya po yung formula dun sa kanyang mga alaga, and natutulungan siya somehow sa kanyang financial aspect, tama ba Sis Jen? And ayan, from the bottom of my heart, Sis Jen, thank you very much. And of course, bilang end ano natin, I'm going to share a very special verse kasi lahat tayo ngayon gustong maging successful, no? May sinasabi po yung ating Bible. This is under Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Sabi niya, "This book of the law must not depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. For then you will prosper and succeed in all you do." Yung pala yung sikreto ng pagyaman at saka pagiging successful, no? Reading the Word of God. And at the end of the day, kung kanina it boils down to legal, at the end of the day, it boils down in our faith to God and faith in ourselves. So dito po sa Negosyo at Home at TNC, syempre God first. And again, thank you po for watching us this afternoon. And again, thank you Miss Jen for giving us your time, for the very beautiful smile and a very very good outfit, no, bagay sa iyo yung color. Is that green or red, Miss Jen? Red or orange?
It's red.
Ah, I see red. So tama, no, red and green. So again, I'm Kate Villaga. Your host dito po sa Negosyo at Home, at maraming salamat po sa patuloy na pagtangkilik nyo sa show nyo. Hanggang sa muli, God bless. Thank you.